It's a very emotional scene. It's the picture of Batya, the daughter of Paro, as she goes out into the water and she sees that there's this child crying in the river. And she takes pity on him. But there's a couple of problems in the psukim that we see right away. Vatomer miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh. She points and says, this kid, miyaldei ha'ivrim, is from the children of the Jews. But why can't she just say, Vatomer yeled ivri zeh? This is a Jewish child. Why does she need to point out it's from all the Jewish children? And furthermore, later on, when the child is crying, it says, "Vinei nar boche." It's a young boy that's crying. But it's not a young boy that's crying. It's a tinok. It's a baby that's crying. Sefer Turei Torah answers with the story. There was a rabbi that went to cry on behalf of the Jews. The Jews in the land that were being persecuted. And comes in front of the Malka, the queen of that land, and he lets out such a cry. And so the queen turns to him and says, you know, what are you crying like that? I understand that the Jews are being persecuted, but it's, you know, if you're coming on your own behalf, okay, fine, but it's not that bad. He says, you think I'm coming to cry just on my own behalf or on the behalf of a few Jews? I'm coming on behalf of every single Jew. And so the cry is something that is so powerful, so deep, so profound. Why? Because it's not a cry for just a few people. It's a cry for so many people. But Tomer Mialde Ha'ivrim, it's not just that Moshe represents himself and she has Rachmanis, but Moshe represents all the babies. There's so many of them being put in the water. And similarly, when he cries, it's because his cry is not representative of one child, but it's an entire generation. It's an entire generation that cries out, how could it be? And so with that, she can't possibly hold back her feelings and her emotions. I'll share with you a story I heard the other day. Rabbi Wein was once asked, what gives him the strength? What gives him the strength to do what he does? He's Kanai Nahara, well into his 80s, and he's still writing, and he's still teaching, and all lecturing, all that he's doing. Why? Why does he do that? And he tells an amazing story. He said when he was a little boy, Rav Herzog, the chief rabbi of Israel, came to the Skokie Yeshiva and came to speak to the Jews of Chicago. And he said, I just came back from a visit to the Vatican. And in the Vatican, I spoke to the Pope and I said to him, I have a list. Here it is. It's a list of 10,000 Jewish names. 10,000 Jewish names. These are children that were entrusted to non-Jews to save their children from the death and destruction of the Holocaust. I have these names. I want my kids back. And the Pope, Pope Pius, said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. It goes against the rules of church. They've all been baptized, and I can't give them back. And Rabbi Herzog pleaded, and he begged. He said, how could you? They're Jewish children. You got to give them back. And the Pope said, I'm sorry, I can't. Herzog turned to the kids in the audience and said to them, 10,000 children, there's nothing we could do for them. But what are you going to do for Klal Yisrael? How are you going to make up that void? Rabbi Wein said that there were times in his life where he was exhausted. There were times in his life where he had no more strength. But echoing in his ears were the words of Rabbi Herzog, how can I not do more? How can I stop? Moshe Rabbeinu came not as the representative of himself, but from that teva, his cries represent every other baby that went in the water, but those babies didn't come out. It represented the tears and the struggle of an entire generation of Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu's cry, it echoes and it reverberates in her ears. And she says, Mihalde Ayivrim, this is not the cry of one child, but this is the grief of a struggling nation. How can I not do better? Have a good day.